all I had to do was commit to this one task. I didn't do it every day, but I can honestly say that having this incorporated into my routine and trying to do it as much as I could changed my whole year. And I'm so excited to keep this habit up. Thank you so much, Texany. I owe everything to... Okay, it's not that serious. Everybody, and welcome to Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe. What we have here is a community to give local voices a public platform of shared ideas, knowledge, and perspectives. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. Welcome back. Happy 2024. We are here today to talk about, as it says in the title, the most important podcast episode ever. This podcast should change your life. This is how you're gonna be after today's episode. This is gonna be you at the end of the year, at the end of 2024. Wow, Tex, that episode you made earlier in January, that changed everything. I know you were preaching and just talking about this one small practice to incorporate, but I really do think it helped me a lot this year. It really helped me in health, wealth, and relationships. All I had to do was commit to this one task. I didn't do it every day, but I can honestly say that having this incorporated into my routine and trying to do it as much as I could changed my whole year. And I'm so excited to keep this habit up. Thank you so much, Texany. I owe everything to... Okay, it's not that serious. But that would be you after the end of 2024. If you listen to this episode, watch it, listen, however, and really understand the importance of what I'm going to be talking to you guys about. Let's think about some famous people. Oprah Winfrey, 50 Cent, LeBron James, Emma Watson, Andrew Tate. Okay, what do these people have in common? The answer is not that they listened to this episode, but they all did the same thing. They all do the same daily, or, you know, just the same practice often. It's one thing that, when done as much as you can, will change your life. And I'm here to tell you all about it today. Are you ready to know what it is? We need a drum roll or something, okay? This one thing is meditation. That's it. And I think I'm making this episode because, for myself personally, this is something I wish I did last year more. I started in January and just fell off the whole year. I did not do it as much as I wanted to. And the problem is, when I look back at last year, 2023, it would have helped me so much if I had this as a practice, let's say daily, let's say a few times a week even. If I would have done this more, I would have had a better year. And I know that. And so this year, I've started to incorporate it daily. Like, it's almost like a non-negotiable now. So I'm talking to you out of personal experience. It's been hard to keep as a routine, but when I have done it, I've noticed a difference. So I'm not just sharing what I Googled. I have real experience understanding the importance of this. The reason why I'm talking to you guys is because I feel like a lot of people watching and listening, you've heard about how important this is. I'm sure you know how important it is, but I think a lot of people don't do it that often, but would benefit from just having it as a daily or weekly or, you know, as a common practice. So that's why I'm here to stress it, because yeah, it's gonna change your life. It is. I feel like I'm getting paid to say this. I'm not, this isn't a sponsored podcast. No one's sponsoring me. I'm just trying to, you know, push you guys to do, it's like the smallest thing that can have the biggest impact in your life. That's what meditation is. The smallest action that can have the greatest impact. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want? We want to spend the least amount of time to get the most amount of results. That's efficiency. That's productivity. And that's what meditation does for you. Okay. So hopefully by now I'm done ranting, and hopefully we can get into the meat and potatoes of what meditation is. Or if you're vegetarian, just the potatoes. So what is meditation? My definition of it, because you can define it a bunch of different ways, is it's a practice of focused breathing and being present in the moment, learning how to do that. That's it. I think there's lots of different like variations of meditation, but I think the easiest one to go into to start with, the one I do is guided meditation. So you use an app. I have the Balance app. It's a yearly subscription. You can just go on YouTube and search up guided meditations. You want to start with something like 5 minutes, then work your way to 10 minutes, then maybe 15. I've heard of like people who are like meditation masters, and they say they're in a constant state of meditation their whole day. That's pretty much unattainable. Like, you need to work like your whole life to get to that point, but that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to be able to do 5 or 10 minutes per day, because that's sometimes all the time we can make to meditate. And yeah, if it's guided, someone's telling you what to do, they're telling you to breathe, they're telling you to think about this, they're telling you, like, they're guiding you through the process, which is a much easier way to get into it than just sitting and closing your eyes and letting go of your thoughts. That's tough to do. This is your chance to start a practice that can change your life. And I want to just quickly go into health, wealth, and relationships, the three areas that, you know, I look at, and what things can we do in our lives that will benefit us in health, wealth, and relationships. Those things that we do that could benefit us in those three areas are going to be the most important and impactful, like, habits to incorporate. And that's why meditation is one of them. So let me get into it really quickly. Okay, health. How does meditation help your health? It's only one Google. You can just Google it. How does meditation impact my health or benefit my health? I don't want to share studies, guys. I don't want to be that person who has to link all my sources. I can just talk for myself. Meditation is shown, and personally, to reduce stress and anxiety. That's like the best thing. Don't we all want less stress and anxiety? Aren't we experiencing enough of that in life anyways? Meditation. When you look at all the things it can do, you start to wonder, okay, yeah, like I probably should try this. But the problem with meditation, and I'm gonna tell you the problem with meditation, because it's all good and well, I'm just promoting it, but it's not one of those things that will give you benefits right away. And I think that's why a lot of people try it. This is the most common thing I hear. I tried it. It wasn't for me. I didn't get any benefits. I guess I'm not doing it right. These are some of the things I hear from people who haven't been doing it over a long period of time. People want medicine. They don't want vitamins. And meditation is a vitamin. But people want medicine. Medicine heals you. Medicine fixes your problems right away. Like when you take cough syrup or a pill or aspirin or a Tylenol, it stops you from having the pain right away. That's what people want. People want a quick solution to their problems. Vitamins, on the other hand, are something that you take repeatedly. You have to put it into like your daily routine. Take my vitamins. You don't see the impact so quickly. So at first it's hard to trust that it's working. But over time, your life is better. You're healthier. You're functioning better. You can't be thinking about instant results, instant pain reliever, instant problem solver. That's what a medicine is. But yes, meditation is a vitamin, and that's what makes it tough to get into if you're not trusting the process of it. So that being said, when it comes to health, you have to see it as a vitamin. If you take vitamins, you might as well meditate, because it's also a vitamin. In terms of wealth, I talked last episode about how I want to focus on wealth this year. It really comes down to the daily habits that I do. Things like waking up, reading, doing like learning my French and Spanish. I want to learn those every day. Creating a to-do list, having a focus hour. I want to have daily habits and routines, right? And we all have a routine, whether you believe it or not. Like, even if your routine is not intentional, you still have a routine. If you wake up every day and go downstairs and eat Fruit Loops cereal, not the healthiest, but you do that every day, you have a double coffee full of sugar and cream milk. These might not be the healthiest choices, sure, but they're still your routine. If your routine is to snooze for like an hour, that's still your routine because you do it all the time. So if you're gonna have an intentional routine, you're gonna wanna throw in meditation in the very beginning of that, because that will, and this is from personal experience, It increases your attention span and it helps you stay focused. It's like the foundation to a very intentional routine. So that being said, that will help you with wealth because your ability to find more time in your day, be more productive, learn and grow more in anything that brings you wealth and prosperity and success will come from meditation. It will help you. And it's my money back guarantee. No, but that, I'm just saying, guys, it will help you. Trust me. Lastly, when it comes to relationships, how can meditation impact relationships? Well, for me, I find that when I'm meditating, I'm more present. That's been one thing that's hard for me is to be very present because my mind does move fast. I'm often sitting here thinking about the next task, thinking about what to do next. So if I'm talking to somebody, if I'm not fully present, I won't really be able to hear them and understand them, or I just won't be as focused. So I might not be enjoying the interaction as much. So for me, meditating gives me the ability to be more grounded in the moment. And yeah, I understand a person better when I can hear them better. I can understand my emotions better and be more, you know, compassionate, show more empathy, and show more understanding. These things are important. I don't know, these things are important in all kinds of relationships, and that's what meditation allows me to do. So yeah, I mean, if you end up watching or listening to this and you end up starting meditation, just try it every day. Just try it for 5 minutes. Try it for 10 minutes if you can do it for 10 minutes. That's tough. 10 minutes is tough. 15 minutes is my max right now. But try it. And I want to know. I want to know how it's going for you. I want you to be that person that I imitated in the beginning of this episode where I was telling you how it was at the end of the year. I want you to be that person. I do. Because I want to see everybody in this community grow. That's what I'm about, all right? Holistic growth, growth in different areas of life. And that's what meditation is gonna do for you, okay? Like I said, money back guarantee. So yeah, good luck with your practice. Try to incorporate it, let me know how it goes, and I'll see you guys next week on a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching, for being here. See you then. This has been Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, AKA Mr. World Vibe, and I'm signing out. Peace.